The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, to help alleviate some of this despair and boredom, I've called up my friend and colleague Gia Tolentino, a staff writer who's holed up right now at an undisclosed location upstate. Gia, I'm calling you from Manhattan, and you are somewhere upstate, right?
I'm upstate in the snow.
How is it? Is it at least beautiful to look out the window?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, also, the key is that now my boyfriend and I don't have to take, you know, phone calls in the same 250-foot square foot space and, you know, incite each other to murder. So it's delightful up here.
Yeah, it's you got to wonder how divorce lawyers are going to do in the wake of all this.
Well, you know, COVID spelled backward is almost divorce. So
yeah. Let me ask you this. Your job today is to please make us a little happy or a little happier than is thought to be humanly possible in these circumstances. What's keeping you sane upstate?
Well, so where should we start? So there's one good Instagram account that has sprung up in, I think, just the last week. It's called Work From Home Fits. It's at WFH Fits. And it is just a selfie gallery of people sending in their, you know, totally insane work from home outfits.
Well, how do you mean? What are you seeing?
Oh, you know, let me pull it up right now. I mean, we've got...
Oh, my God.
We've got robes. We've got blankets as skirts. We've got formal evening gowns worn with Birkenstock slippers. We've got... You know, we've got a nice blouse and I love New York boxer shorts. I
got to tell you, Gia, this one guy here in a green leather jacket, I've never looked that good in my life out of the house, much less
well,
bunking
this
inside.
Account is run by fashion editors and I think it, you know, it is featuring a lot of cool people. I mean, I look terrible, but I think it's like, I like this account because it reminds you that being seen by each other, it is actually a sort of lifeline. It can be salutary and not oppressive.
Yeah.
And I think like the way we dress on a daily basis we're trying to give each other pleasure as much as anything. You know what? One of the things that me and my friends have been doing on our group text is just doing a little selfie roll call, you know, periodically throughout the day, just sending a little roll call of what you're doing, how yeah. you look. And it is a true mood booster.
What's been your best outfit through the course of this?
Oh, I look terrible all the time, but yeah, I'm wearing, you know, I'm wearing old like college sorority sweatshirts. It's really a bad scene. But the thing is, I always look terrible all the time because I always work at home. You know, I was born in this darkness, so I'm used to it.
Now, what else is keeping you sane, Gia?
Have you ever read that Irene Nemirovsky novel, Suite Francaise?
I have.
It's so good, right? Do you like it?
I do. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, that novel, I have two copies of it and I lent them both out last week, like dropped them on my friend's doorsteps, like contactless delivery, you know? And that novel feels, it starts with the German occupation of France. I think that we're all looking for comparisons for this time. And there is some vague wartime feeling to this. And I think, you know, like, people are making lots of jokes about reading Proust or, you know, rereading War and Peace or whatever. And to me, I'm like, no, everyone should just read Suite Française, because it is kind of Proustian. It is kind of Tolstoy-ish. It has that fullness, the kind of sensory enveloping quality. And, you know, and it's a really good book about, like, you know, disruption and sheltering in place and love, I think, right?
It's a great suggestion. I made the mistake, although, maybe it's professional mistake, of reading John Barry's The Great Influenza about 1918. And
I've been thinking about, should I not read that?
You might want to skip that for a few days. It's a superb history of the flu epidemic in 1918, but God almighty.
Yeah, but there's a way in which, you know, it's like, I feel like I am often trying to tamp down my anxiety by exacerbating it. And it actually, reading like a novel off the screen is the only way I can keep myself from just, you know, not turning, even if I'm watching something on my computer, I end up being like, well, what's new in, you know, what's the count in Spain today? Like I have to be off a screen to calm down, I think.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Gia, what else is going to save my life right now, or at least save my sanity?
So I strongly recommend pulling up a window that does not involve email or Zoom, the Monterey Bay Aquarium's live jellyfish cam. it's incredible. It runs every day during work hours.
I got it. Third link?
So I've been obsessed with jellyfish ever since I read this wild New York Review of Books article on jellyfish in like 2013 or something. And, you know, it's like talking about, you know, the immortal jellyfish that they can live forever, and the ones that you can't differentiate, like they don't know whether to call the jellyfish a singular or a plural. They're wild. And I've never been able to meditate, though people keep telling me that it would be good for me. And I have found that this jellyfish cam, which is unbelievably beautiful, you know, is the next best thing.
It looks like, and I'm looking at it on my phone right now, it looks like what used to play behind psychedelic bands in the late 60s and 70s.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Now, what else is keeping you sane, Gia?
Do you know the artist Caribou?
I don't.
So it's this guy, Dan Snaith, and Caribou is sort of, it's this sort of intimate, like mesmerizing, really joyful, really pleading kind of housey electronic music. His last album was called Our Love, and it came out in 2014. And the title track from that song, it was my number one favorite thing for like a year to listen to whenever I was on the subway. It was sort of this like wordless meditation on connection and love. And it made me cry all the time in public, and I never cry. And this new album, which is called Suddenly, like it really couldn't have come at a better time. I feel like I'm listening to a lot of things that the music I'm listening to is the music that can supply the vibes that I myself cannot produce for myself at this moment. And for this album, it's sort of a focus and a command and a joy, like a quiet joy that's hard, that's usually pretty easy for me to access, but it's a little harder when you're alone all day. I mean, everyone's alone all day and going a little nuts. Something that you never had. One of my favorite tracks on the album is the fourth song. It's called New Jade. And it's sort of this kind of very relentless, almost psychedelic track that, to me, there's this part in midway through the song that sounds like what it's going to feel like to go out dancing with a bunch of strangers and with my friends once this is all over. Don't you believe what he says?
You're thinking about that a lot, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's nice to remember when this is over, the amount of joy we're going to feel just to be in each other's presences again, you know, how good it's going to feel just to hug somebody or to meet a stranger and hug them. to, you know, be around strangers' sort of skin and their voices and the sort of mess of being a human and have it feel good again.
Yeah. Gia, well, that all those recommendations sound like deliverance itself. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Thanks, David.
Take care, Gia. You can find hours and hours of great reading by Gia Tolentino at newyorker.com. Not to mention her best-selling collection called Trick Mirror, wherever books are still being sold.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.